Dylan Moran in 95 BFM Studio. Kia ora, welcome.
Thank you very much. Hi.
You were just checking out some Tereo phrases on the wall there.
On the Māori, yeah. I'm
freshly exposed.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of vowels, so that's a little intimidating. But I think some of it sounds a little bit like Irish, the lengthening, the long vowels.
Yeah, I see that. Totally.
Now, Dylan Moran, it's very exciting for us to have you here in the studio with
slightly
us.
Slightly intimidating, kind of.
95. You know, sorry, tone. I crossed my arms and I stood up straight.
I'm going to sit down because you guys are both standing. It's creeping me out. I'm going to level the left.
You're looking great. You've just come off an international flight. And you're crediting this fantastic demeanor and outlook to yoga.
Well, I went to a yoga class. What do you want from me? You know,
here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Well, I mean, no, I'm not. I came here and then I went to Samoa for a yoga class. No, I yes, yes, here.
What's it like going to?
Because generally,
I didn't expect this reaction to have. So you both look pretty freaked out. What's the matter?
Most people go to a bar or something. They don't go to a yoga class. Like, how do you approach a yoga class when you come to a country? You go. That looks like a nice.
Especially
yoga.
With the people that you don't know, because usually when you go to like some sort of gym or class, you're familiar. There's familiar faces. But yeah.
Do you have problems going outside? Is this a long running thing with you? Like, you need kind of little introductions to everybody before you walk into the building. Who what kind of people are going to be in there?
Send me a list of names. Who's going to be there?
Was anyone like, oh, fuck, it's Dylan Moran?
No, nobody was. I'm just another schmo walking in a door saying, where do I park my ass? You know, that's it.
Mm. Okay, cool.
Okay.
No, that's good. Let's not talk about yoga anymore.
Well, I mean, look, I'll talk about anything you want.
No, we should talk about the fact that you're in our fine country to do a few shows around your Dr. Cosmos.
Yeah, I'm starting off in Wellington tomorrow. We're there for a couple of days. I'm really looking forward to it. I love Wellington. And then we go everywhere. I can't remember. Well, we go to most places with people.
You're hitting Wellington. Is it two times? Yep, you've got a new show because the first one sold out. Then Christchurch, Dunedin, Hamilton. Oh, sorry, Auckland and then down to Hamilton. So you're kind of bouncing around, obviously flying.
Yeah, I haven't been to Dunedin or Hamilton before, so I'm especially looking forward to those, but I'm looking forward to everywhere.
Dunedin's probably our most Irish city. Is that fair to say?
It's supposed to be the Edinburgh, isn't it? Dunedin is the old name for Edinburgh.
There you go.
There we go.
Fucking man.
Thank you, Dylan.
Where I live. So I'm interested to see that on that level.
Now, what's the lay of the land for your new show that you're bringing down here, your new stand-up?
Well, I'm talking about everything, you know. It's a one-stop shop for curing everybody of everything. That's the idea. That's why it's called Dr. Cosmos. Whatever's wrong with you. Most things. Not everything. Okay, I may be exaggerating. If anything wrong with your mind, I might not be able to make your nails shinier or your bits larger, but I will fix all the terrible things wrong with your head. Maybe.
This is like an international touring show. Do you find that it is an interesting experience trying to fix different people's heads in different countries? Or is it kind of a similar ailment, the same things affecting everyone,
We're
no matter
all
where they
sick.
Are?
There's a lot of sick people everywhere. You may have noticed. I am the human cure. I am here. I am Balm. I have come to liberate people from themselves.
Do you like chuck a microphone out into the audience to get the vibe of what people need?
I don't care what's wrong with them. I'm going to heal them. I don't need to know what the problem is. I have the salts to fix it. Bring me your mental boils. I will lance them.
I'm curious because you've obviously done a mixture of stand up and also television and film. Do you have a preference between preference?
No, I don't. Because the thing is to do something different.
Oh, right.
That's what it is. You know, it's just doing one thing all the time. Because I could find that can make me a little crazy. Mm. If I do that, I have to do it for a long time.
You've sort of dabbled with writing? Sort of?
No, I didn't dabble. I write every day.
You write every day?
I mean, what's dabbling? Define dabbling.
Good
question, actually.
Thinking.
How many words a day would you be writing if you were dabbling?
I reckon like six.
Yeah, something like that. Mm. I have to produce more than that or I'm in trouble.
Okay. Is it what sort of writing are you doing? You're writing for television? Are you writing?
Yes, I am. I'm writing a television series right now.
Mm.
I'm actually writing the last, there's five episodes. I'm writing the last one while I'm on the road here. It's a new series for the BBC. It's going to be shot next year, probably in March.
Cool.
It's very fast paced. The episodes are very short. They're only 15 minutes long. I think there's going to be more programs made like that because our attention spans are shrinking at an incredible rate.
The scroll.
In the future, movies are going to be 2 minutes long. That's my prediction. And They'll just be beamed onto your face. You won't have to go anywhere or do anything. And
we'll just get all the emotions of the movie.
Yeah, exactly. You don't have to watch anything, in fact. Just be a little implant stuck into you there. Grief, tragedy, joy, confusion. Goodbye.
You just got to whip pants. And, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it was good.
You'll feel generally stimulated without knowing what had happened. Yeah, so I'm writing this show, and I'm also writing stand-up, and I write loads of crap. You know, I mean, I write stuff that I never use, because you have to just do it to get the boiler up and running, you know?
How do you get into the realm of writing a show? Does somebody come to you and go, "Hey, we need a show," or you're like, "Fuck, I've got an idea. I'm gonna extrapolate this out."
No, it's not like that. It's kind of like, you know, all the stuff that comes to you. You know, I write because that's the way I am. I mean, I have to. You know, I mean, sort of. Sometimes I don't want to, or sometimes I'm trying to avoid it. But it's
you find it quite cathartic, quite healthy.
Yeah, it was just part of your day. It's part of your rhythms, and you know,
it's part of your day.
Well, that's what I mean. If you're doing something, there's people. Loads of people have. There's something they do. You know, probably. I don't know what you. There'll be things you need to do. Maybe all those buttons in front of you, maybe there's a desk at home that actually does nothing, but you just need buttons. You're a musician, so you need to play, right?
It's true.
You need to do it, otherwise you feel weird.
So I guess so that makes me think, shit, you've probably written truckloads of...
Yeah, loads of shit. And I mean, I've literally got...
Maybe some of it's dynamite. Have you gone back?
Maybe it is. Sometimes you don't look back. You just chuck stuff out and you carry on. You know, I'm very undisciplined and everything, so I have to go back. I'm going to take time out, actually, and get somebody who's good at kind of organizing things.
Do you write it on a computer or...
Burn sticks.
Because that's
on
the other
walls,
thing, you just end up
anything
with
around.
Shit everywhere, right? Like,
yeah, computers, phones. Yeah. You know, you can write with anything these days. This microphone, if you dip it in something, it'd be fine.
It's true, actually.
So you've obviously been doing comedy for a long, 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 long time.
Yeah.
Now
that's not enough longs.
North of 25 years.
Yep.
Do I have to do 25 longs or?
Long time.
I think you just hold the one long for a minute.
No, sorry, I can't sing. So 25 longs or more.
Yep.
How has the climate changed for comedy in that period of time?
I don't know, because I don't give a shit about all that stuff. Mm. I don't watch that much comedy, to be honest with you. I see some of it, but you know, I listen to music and I read stuff, and I don't care about the comedy culture. I don't go and hang out with comics. I'm not interested. I don't care. So I just do my thing and get on with it. You know, I'm talking to people. Comics get together and they talk about, oh, you know, all the tech and all the jargon of opening and closing and who to do. I don't give a stuff about anything. It bores me to tears. I just want to go and do it.
Yeah, it's interesting.
You know what I mean? I mean, some people are into the whole kind of spraff around it. I'm not.
I've just sort of been indulging myself watching Jerry Seinfeld do the comedian cast things.
Yeah.
That's recently come onto my radar, so I've just been ticking off episodes of that, and it's been interesting to... see lots of people's different take on it.
I know, but when you look at all those people who talk about what they're doing, sometimes it's really interesting, but a lot of the time I find that it depends on the person. Sometimes you get really interesting heads, but a lot of the time it's just guys jargon shop talk.
Yeah.
You know, like anybody.
You'd want to see the thing.
Yeah, you want to see the thing. Exactly. I don't want to hear about your plectrum, you know?
Speaking of seeing the thing, sold out show down at Wellington is on the 12th of October, which is tomorrow night. 13th of October, though, Sunday, there's another show. Tuesday 15th at the Town Hall in Christchurch. Wednesday the 16th down at Dunedin. I think you're really going to enjoy Dunedin, actually. It's a good spot.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
You're coming back up here to Auckland, ASP Theatre. John said he was there the other day. Gave it a big thumbs up.
That's great. It's beautiful. It's had a beautiful renovation.
Well, he's there on Friday, space. The 18th of October.
And the 19th. I think Friday is sold out.
And did someone say the bathrooms are mint? Bathrooms are mint. Got the okay for the bathrooms.
I can't wait. I'm not going to pee between now and then.
And I can't tell you what the Hamilton bathroom is going to be like, but you're going to be down there on the 21st of October.
Okay. I'll send you a photo.
All the best. Hey, thanks so much for coming in, Dylan.
Thanks, guys.
What a treat. Are you going to make
Could we
do
get
a
voice ID?
This is when we go. We get you to say our radio station. Now?
We are at 95 BFM. I'm talking to Hungry and...
Johnny.
And that happened. I mean, that's actually over now.
Perfect.
Why are you still here?
Kia ora, bro.